Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But we start with that news from the United States because it's being forecast as one of the most destructive storms on record. It's Hurricane Milton. It's expected to double in size before making landfall in Florida in the next 24 hours. In a moment, we'll get the latest from a US meteorologist, an Irishman living there, and the impact on those who might be heading there on holiday. But first, let's hear how the news is being reported over in the States.
Moments ago, we got an update on Hurricane Milton, which once again is, I'm not happy to tell you, has strengthened to a Category 5 storm. It was Category 4, now it's back to 5. It has 165 mile an hour sustained winds. It is expected to double in size before making landfall in Florida.
What would you say to people who aren't heeding those evacuation orders?
Well, I can tell you right now that they may have done that in others. There's never been one like this. Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
This is what all the mayors are talking about. Get away from this surge. The surge from Helene was 6 feet, 7 feet. This is going to be 15. So if you got wet at all in Helene, you're going to get overtopped in this storm. And then it's going to rain. And there are going to be places across the Florida Peninsula that could get 10 inches of rainfall and make flash flooding when it comes to the rain event, the fresh water flooding, not the salt water flooding.
The impacts will be broader than that, particularly with respect to storm surge on the west coast of Florida. I know that there's a lot of folks who have evacuated who are in those areas, and you absolutely could get whacked with really serious storm surge. Really, almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
And that was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finishing off that montage of voices about Hurricane Milton. For the very latest, I'm joined now by US-based meteorologist Todd Gross. Todd, you're very welcome to the program and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Claire. Good to be here.
So Category 5 hurricanes are considered catastrophic by the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association. But what does that mean?
Well, basically, it means winds. And I'm sorry, I don't have the conversion right in front of me, but of around 150 miles an hour or stronger. And that's exactly where we are right now at 160 miles an hour. That's about 270 kilometers per hour.
This one, then, we know it is so powerful. We've heard it described in great detail in our clips there. Where did it build and how?
Okay, so this is interesting because we saw this developing on the computer models well in advance, but there was nothing really there for quite some time. Then all of a sudden, off of Mexico, not too far from the southern tip of Texas in the western Gulf of Mexico, this little tiny hurricane started forming. Now, when I say tiny, I mean small in size, but not small in intensity. So right now, it's still a relatively small storm, but that doesn't mean it's not a severe storm. I mean, think about how strong a tornado is. Now, think of that as larger. This is like a really powerful hurricane that happens to be targeting directly a very major U.S. metropolitan area, the Tampa-St. Petersburg area. Now, that is the 16th largest population in the United States. It's a really big city, and then it cuts across Florida after it hits there. And remember, they just had a storm, so they have the debris from the last storm sitting there waiting to act as projectiles when the wind hits. And that's just part of the problem from the storm. The bigger problem could be the storm surge of water and the flooding rains.
So people are still cleaning up from the last one. They may have some appliances out on the lawn. There may be mounds of rubble there. And as you say, these will be turned into projectiles, to missiles, essentially, when this hurricane hits.
It all depends on a few miles, Claire. I'll tell you the truth. I'll give you the real honest inside scoop. If this hurricane tracks along exactly where it's supposed to, or a few miles north, let's say 10 miles north or 20 miles north, then this could be one of the worst U.S. catastrophes on record. I mean, we're talking awful, catastrophic damage to a metropolitan area that's very, very large. If it moves a little farther to the south, it won't be a picnic. it'll still be very bad, and it will hit other areas very badly, like Sarasota, Florida, if it did that. But it wouldn't be quite as much of a disaster in Tampa, St. Pete, as it would be if it moves on its current track. And it's pretty dead set on moving right up Tampa Bay right now if it really did that. And, you know, we're all scratching our heads, right? We're all saying, wait a minute, is this really going to happen? Is this track really going to stay the same? If it does, it'll be just totally catastrophic, and it will take years to recover from.
So as the hours tick by, you're watching the path and you're checking to see whether that trajectory is changing or not. So how much time is there between now and landfall?
Exactly 24 hours, almost to the minute. It's amazing that we're having the call right now, because it's like the countdown clock has started for 24 hours from now. That's when it will hit. Now, it will start to arrive before that this evening, but the storm itself, the worst of the storms, 24 hours away.
Mm-hmm. And Floridians are having to make that choice as to whether they evacuate or stay in their homes. So many people have been told to get out and get out now. Are they heeding the warnings? What are you hearing?
I think that in the flood zones, they are. It's mandatory evacuations in the areas that flood. But I've seen some pretty unbelievable things from some individuals. For instance, I have a close friend, and her son is in one of those flood-prone areas. And he said, I have too much anxiety. It'll be worse for me to try to travel. I don't think that's really fair. I think that there's so many evacuation centers that have been set up. And earlier there were, you know, other cities that could have taken people in. I don't think it's fair that people use these as excuses. I know I would have. I'm a meteorologist, so I wouldn't have fled as quickly as I should have. But if I was just a regular, normal human being, I would absolutely have at least gone inland, away from the storm, at least by a few miles, to make sure that I didn't get floods way over, you know, my house.
Well, it's clear from listening to you, Todd, that you in your career have never seen anything like this.
Not target a city like this. I know when I was very young, Hurricane Camille hit Gulfport, Mississippi. But again, that's not a metropolitan area of large size. But that was worse than this if that storm had hit, you know, a big city. But it didn't. And when the storm hit New Orleans, most people don't remember. Katrina had that, you know, surge of water, but it wasn't a direct hit on New Orleans either. That was a few miles off, and yet they got all that flooding and made that one of the worst U.S. storms in history back in, what was it, 2005.
Todd, thank you very much for joining us. Todd Gross there is a US-based meteorologist. Let's speak now to Royston Brady. I know many of you listening will remember Royston as the former Lord Mayor of Dublin. Hello, Royston.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for talking to us. Now, you've been in Miami for the last 10 years. You've been through some of these weather events before. Indeed, we've had conversations on air about them. How does this one compare from what you're hearing from the authorities?
Well, I suppose, Claire, it's just like what Todd said. This is coming so quickly on the back of Hurricane Helene, and that's what made it so remarkable and so worrying, I think, to a lot of people. Traditionally, you know, over the years, it's gone back as far as 7 years ago, back when it was Hurricane Irma. A lot of the time, people don't take these events that seriously till the last minute, and that's what they get caught up in. But this time around, considering what happened with Hurricane Helene, it came in on the West Coast. It ended up in the Carolinas. It tore through Florida, straight out towards the Carolinas. And then you had cities and places like Asheville in Carolina, North Carolina, that got absolutely decimated. And I think that's really, really worried people over here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the footprint, as Todd said, this is absolutely, I mean, this storm system has grown even overnight. I was looking, it's gone from 70 or 80 square miles to over 150 square miles. So there's no part of Florida and central Florida right over to the East Coast where we are that's not going to be touched by this.
And what have you been told to do? Like, how are you getting ready with your family for this?
Yeah, well, what I would typically do, it's ironic that October is always the, you know, you face into October with fear and trepidation. The other 11 months of the year, you really enjoy in Florida. But this one, every October, you tend to go into this mold where you go through a system of you have your checklist, you get your passport, you get your medication, medical records, and everything has to be ready to go within, you know, a couple of hours' notice. So we're lucky enough, obviously, I'm in the hotel, the hospitality business, we have a number of properties. So one of them is we've kept one open on down near Miami Beach, and we've seen a flood in the last 48 hours of people coming across from where he was talking about, Tampa and Sarasota, Naples, all of that direction, Margo Island, where there's just been this mass exodus from the west coast of Florida.
Mm-hmm. So you and your family have moved into one of the hotels. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, but we'll be moving in now this morning into the hotel. Whatever we come back to, we come back to. I always look at it, I take the view that, you know, anything in the house can be replaced. We are in a flood area. There is a mandatory state of emergency had been announced yesterday for the whole, the whole area. But those state of emergencies are literally throughout Florida at the moment, which is very unique. You usually see it in the targeted area, but this time round, it's across the whole state.
And what do you do with the house? Like, do you put sandbags up or do you put any kind of fencing up? Do you make any preparations?
We make preparation. I mean, we'd have hurricane windows. We sandbag all around the property. But look, at a time like this, you know, you're fighting against Mother Nature. So, you know, within the next 24 hours, it could pivot slightly. It could come down towards the south. It could shift. Hopefully, you know, if it maintains the track that it's on. Unfortunately for anybody living out towards Sarasota, Tampa district, it could be really devastating. But from our perspective, I mean, we've gone through this so many times before. You could come back, the house could be okay, it could be underwater, but the best thing to do is just evacuate when you get a notification. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Royston, well, we wish you well. Look after yourself and your family there, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Now, we want to hear how this is affecting Irish holidaymakers in Florida. I'm joined on the line by Blauna Richardson from American Holidays. Good morning, Blauna, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Have you many people who are on holidays at the moment in Florida?
Yeah, we currently have about 70 people out in Florida. The majority of them are based in Orlando at the moment. Anyone who has been on the coast, we have moved into Central Florida, so away from those kind of known affected areas. It is mainly couples at the moment. We do have some families, but as it's outside of school holidays, thankfully there's less less families travelling at the moment.
So what advice then are you giving those people who are there?
So we're in constant contact with them. We have been moving their bookings if we need to move them. We've been giving them updates, asking them to, you know, sort of practical things like their phone, you know, charged, you know, follow the guidance of the hotels that they'll be staying with. All of those, you know, hotels and parks are fully equipped to deal with, you know, known hurricanes, I guess, and follow local advice.
And are the theme parks
constantly in contact with them?
Are the theme parks closing, Blauna?
So Universal is closing today at 2 and will be closed again tomorrow and is due to reopen on Friday. Disney Parks at the moment have been advising that they're closing today. So we'll keep people updated. There's obviously forums and, you know, Facebook pages and social media updates that people can get, that while they're in resort, they can get information about some of the experiences that they might have booked or had planned to do.
So if anyone is due to travel today or in the coming days, what advice are you giving them?
So people who are travelling in the next 24 hours, we have been in contact with them and we've been rearranging their travel, and we're keeping them constantly updated. As we go through and we understand whether the airports continue to be closed or flights are being cancelled or rearranged, we are constantly in contact with them. Anyone who is who has a booking with another tour operator or travel agent, we would strongly advise them to contact them so they can also help their travel be remanaged. And I'm sure that those tour operators and travel agents are doing that currently.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there, Blauna. Thank you very much, Blauna Richardson there
Thank
from
you.
American Holidays. And we'll hear more about that hurricane later on in the programme. Coming up next, why new arrivals from Ukraine may not be offered accommodation from early next year. And a little later, can you get away with only exercising at the weekend? lens. Well, Carl Henry will give us his expert view.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.